Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. So good to be talking with you on this beautiful September 12th, 2019. I am in Los Angeles, California, where the sun is shining and the skies are blue. Paul, where are you?
I'm in Charlotte, Alaska. North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. What are you doing there?
Doing a nice fundraiser charity show for muscular dystrophy.
Oh, that's very nice.
I know, I'm a good person. So
you're doing it for free?
Not quite.
Of course not.
Well,
that's good. Charlotte, North Carolina, that's a good place to be.
It's a... It's southern hot, though, man. It's like, you know, that hot that doesn't move, really? So it's like, I don't know, 97?
Ooh.
And it's like that humid when you walk outside and that hot air hits you in the face.
Yeah, I get it. That's southern hot. And that isn't even real southern hot. You got to go to South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama for that kind of hot. Florida. The south part of Florida. You need to sit with a mint julep and just sit on the side of your porch and try not to move.
Everybody brings a towel with them everywhere. They just
right.
towel off.
Yeah. You got to do your show like Bernie Mac with a handkerchief in your hand. Well, we hope everybody out there is doing well. We hope you're starting off your... entrance into fall in the right way. I hope you caught some football over the weekend, or at least ate some snacks near people who are watching football. Maybe you're dialing in on the baseball playoffs as the Yankees seem to be gaining steam, but the Houston Astros waiting for them in the wings like a dragon that's going to have to be slayed. It's going to be really ugly. Mm-hmm. Hopefully your kids are back in school. Hopefully you're back in school. Hopefully you're back at work. All of a sudden, people want to do stuff. For all of August and July, when you had things and projects that you needed to get done, everybody just kind of kept putting them off and not being able to do it. Now everybody wants to do everything within right. like the next 2 months. And then Thanksgiving hits, and then everybody quits for the holidays. So this is everybody's going to be kicking some serious ass between now and Halloween, I would say.
Well, it feels like work mode a little bit, right? I mean...
Oh, 100%.
I mean, you were working in Chicago for a week, so you must have felt like you got the newspaper every morning, and...
Yeah, I was in an office building, like a working rube. I was guest hosted on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which people seem to have enjoyed. It seems like people really thought I at least didn't embarrass myself. Well, I had the help of our good friend Paula Poundstone,
nice.
Who, of course, is if you're going to do a comedy and you have Paula sitting next to you, you're in really good hands. She is so damn funny. So crazy.
Did you tell her?
Amy Dickinson.
Did you tell her that we follow her every week somewhere and they tell
oh,
her
yeah.
how great
yeah,
she is?
Remember, yeah, remember I told you that we always ask, what would Paula do when we're thinking about eating or doing? She's like, Paula's in her room. Paula doesn't do anything. But it was great. The people at Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me were such a cool crew. They have a well-oiled machine there.
Yeah.
You know, they've got really great writers and producers, and it's not a huge organization by any means. It's, you know, it's pretty, I don't know. I probably dealt with probably eight people in total, and they just have it down. They just know what the news stories are for the week, and they're cranking them out and writing really funny material, really funny jokes. It was super impressive and super fun. Like, they're not freaked out. Like, sometimes you get in a writer's room and people are just panicked and the producers are panicked. Everybody knows exactly what they have to do. They've all been doing it for 20 years, the people up top.
Right.
And, you know, Peter Sagal gets in there and does his thing, and it's, and Bill Curtis, and it's just, it was this Mike Danforth, who's like kind of runs the whole show. It's just, I felt like I was in good hands. It was definitely a lot. Like, you had to learn. It's one of those things that happens a lot in show business where you have to learn something and be great at it all at the same time.
Right.
like within 3 days, I had to learn everything that was going to go down. But, you know, when I got out there, I realized, oh man, I've hosted a lot of shows. The hosting part of it, this I can handle.
Yeah.
And then it's just all of the ancillary stuff. But anyway, it was really fun. I'm glad, a big thank you to them for letting me do it. It's probably more fun to be a panelist, so you can just hang out and be a wise ass, and
right.
You don't have to spend a week of writing and stuff. But either way, I was super happy to be a part of that show in any way. But I was definitely, you're right, I was a working stiff. And then I got on a plane and went up to Fish Creek, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Man, those Wisconsin people, this is their time of year. This is where I think this is probably when they shine. They've got the Green Bay Packers going, and they've got just a land of baked goods that they're all participating in. Every little road, every little highway seemed to lead to a bakery or an orchard or a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
they really know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, I was traveling on a Friday where it seemed like a lot of tourists starting. The leaves aren't out yet by any means, but people are starting to do those fall sojourns. And they're all just going from cookie place to pie place to artisan bread place. These little couples, just older, retired, getting out of their Subarus and waddling into the next place where they get some more food. It was really, really a treat. And had a great show up there in Fish Creek. And then busted back to all the way to L.A., cranked out the What a Joke show on Netflix Radio, which is on every day. And then had to bust off to Las Vegas, where I was doing this corporate gig for a couple days. And it's so funny to go from Wisconsin, where everybody's starting to break out their flannel and getting ready for the winter that's coming. And then you get to Vegas, and everybody's just naked.
Right.
They don't care if Thanksgiving's on its way. They don't care about Halloween. It's going to be the same temperature the whole way through, and they're just Vegas, man. It is just its own ecosystem.
Yeah. That's a place I don't know if I could ever live there. It's like...
Never.
Even a week is a long time in Las Vegas. Like,
well, if you're in a casino, I think 3 days and you got to get out of there. I think that's the limit. I think 3 days and you got to go. Well, but if you're just living there, just like in the desert, though, it's so claustrophobic. It's like knowing that there's no sea and there's no like city nearby. You're just in that quadrant. I mean, it's big now. You know, there's definitely more of a city for the regular folk. But I think when you grow up on a coast, the idea of living in the desert is it's not only uncomfortable, it's downright scary.
Right. Well, I lived in Phoenix for 4 months when I was working at the Fox TV station there doing sports, and it was very, like, it seems to take a lot out of you, just the... I mean, forget about all the casinos and stuff in Vegas, but just the outside is always incredibly hot. Sun is killing you, you know, even for a couple minutes. And then as soon as you go inside, you're blasting this air conditioning in your face, and it's just going from like hot, super hot to super cold. That it's got to take a little bit out of you. It seems like people either kind of get their skin gets like leathery and dried out, or you got to drink like 12 bottles of water every couple hours to keep going.
Yeah. I mean, I was backstage, you know, doing this event for like a full day, and you forget that that air conditioning is intense. It's yeah. like you just want to go back outside where it's 110 degrees.
Right,
it's,
right.
It's just not natural. You feel like a slab of meat just in this cooler. It's your nose is running. You're like, why am I dealing with winter type stimuli while I'm in the middle of the desert at high noon?
So where were you?
I really,
what casino, or can you not say?
I was at the Bellagio.
Oh, nice. Ocean's yeah. 11 Tom.
Yeah, Ocean's 11 Tom. And it was, you know, when you work in a place like that and you don't really gamble, you just kind of sit in your room with some... My big decadent thing, I got my going nuts in Vegas was getting the big bag of Cheez-Its and sitting alone in my room. That was me really going off.
Do you have a new snack food lately, or is it still the same thing? Because I always ask you whenever we stop somewhere. I got a couple new ones, but...
You do? Let me hear them.
My go-to one now is Goldfish pretzels.
Ooh.
Because that like bag is easy to pack. Old. Well, it's like it's the juvenile goldfish with the taste of pretzels. For some reason I like salty is good now, like for traveling, you know, when you're in the car or something.
Yeah.
You just drink it something. Cuz you go nuts, right? Your fruit mix.
The fruit mix, what?
I thought you were a trail mix guy.
Yes, yes. I like. I wouldn't call it a fruit mix. There's a couple raisins in there, and maybe a dried out banana chip. But my thing is mainly, I think the healthy way to go is to go like a trail mix that doesn't have a lot of salt. Like if you just go like a raw trail mix, that's a pretty healthy snack because it's real. Like you see those raisins out in the world, you see those nuts, you know where they come from.
Well, it's raisins
when you get in.
That's after they're dead, right? The raisins, they got nothing left.
Yeah,
in them.
They're dead. And but when you're talking about like a Chex mix, where you know you can't, not one of those things comes from the earth.
Right.
That's when you, but you know, a lot more fun. I mean, if you're going into, some Pepperidge Farm pretzel goldfish, that's a good kind of salt, too. I don't know what they do, but that salt is like, blow your head off.
Well, they bake
lovely
them now,
salt.
Too, which it tastes a lot
Ooh.
Better. But did you ever make Chex Mix? Like, remember when you used to have to make it? Like, your mom makes it?
No, my mom didn't make Chex Mix.
Oh, yeah, you could take the cereal, and I forget what that, you know, they would, like, cook it. My mom would cook it, and then it would be, like, a mix that we would have for Christmas. But the best part was peanuts. Like, it was, so it would be hot with, like, salty peanuts, and then in all the Chex Mix, I don't know if it's, like, a health thing or if just, like, a peanut allergy thing, but they don't put peanuts in Chex Mix, right? They just have, it's just the cereal.
Yeah, right. It's like the little rice squares.
Yeah, that's the thing that's missing. The peanuts were the best part.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. I have to say, the thing I've been treating myself to when I'm traveling around, and, you know, I used to think, well, it's such a ripoff when these bags come, they're filled with all this air, and you don't get that many really in there. But when you're trying not to be a big fat pig, it's kind of better that it's not really filled up.
Right.
I've been snagging bags of Cool Ranch Doritos in my travels. Oh yeah. You want to feel like you're a kid that got a good report card, grab yourself some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Get some Dorito breath in there.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
You know,
the old days when I was eating Cool Ranch Doritos, I was trying to kiss other teenage girls, so I would stay away from them.
You know what they
call? Who am I kissing now?
Yeah, if you go overseas, you know what they call that? It's called
what?
If you go to Asia or like Europe or something, they call it Cool American.
Cool Ranch Doritos?
Yeah.
Cool Americans.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what it was. I don't even know if in Canada. I think in Canada it's still Cool Ranch, but yeah, definitely Asia. It's Cool American. That's how they make it cool.
when I want something chippy and I walk into a room and there's a thing of Pringles, then yeah. I forget it. I'll eat that in two bites, a whole can.
Yeah, those are so easy. There's another one called Munchos that's basically like just air, and you can just eat a whole bag of those in like 2 seconds.
Because of my baking prowess, one of the hosts or the sponsors of my show in Fish Creek, Wisconsin, was, what was it called? Sweetie Pie? Let me get the name right. It was a little pie shop.
Uh-huh.
Which a friend of mine from the baked show had tipped me off. If you're going to Fish Creek, you got to go to Sweetie Pies in Door County, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
And I went there. Beautiful little place, like these great ovens and this little old lady behind the thing making her the pies. I bought like this one individual cherry rhubarb pie. Baked up there in the wilds of Wisconsin. It was such a treat. And then I get to the show, and I realize they're a sponsor of my show, and a guy from the Baked Good Place came running up and gave me a pie on stage.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, pretty good. Got to keep spreading this baked thing. That's why I haven't been really going too much into the chip area, because I'm going, like in Vegas I did, but when I'm traveling other places right now, this is cinnamon bun time.
Oh, wow.
this is time to seek out that stuff, I think.
So nobody gave you like cheese curds or anything like that on stage?
No, you know, I got in and out of Wisconsin without eating any cheese, which wasn't planned. And I got to the airport and they had like a little bag of cheese curds like at the thing at the airport, and I was like, oh man, I totally forgot. But I figured pulling the trigger on airport cheese curds wasn't the right move.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I got back to LA for a couple days, and you know where I went to? Our favorite place, Domingo's Italian Deli.
Oh man, I have not been there in a while.
It's amazing, man. And you can tell the people that go there, even the guy that, do you know the guy that owns it? I think he's the guy that's like always still working there.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never met the owner.
Like glasses, kind of a little bit of gray hair, but like, you know, he's just always running around taking your order, but like super nice. And for people who don't know, like this, it's like, it's in Encino, California, but it might as well be in like, you know, Little Italy in New York. Like, this place has everything.
It's so good. What sandwich did you get?
Oh,
the Dom?
You gotta go chicken parmesan.
Ooh. You don't have to go chicken parmesan. They make a thing called the Dom.
Oh, really? What's that?
Oh, like short for Dominic.
Okay.
That's an Italian hero that is, it'll knock your socks off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing is really good, and I haven't eaten today yet. I might even make that trip.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. It was totally worth chicken. It hit the spot.
Yeah, do you eat the chicken parm there or do you bring it home?
Oh, I eat it there. I get one of those big tall, they have some kind of Italian like sparkling water there that I really like, and
nice.
Yeah, I just soak it in. Like I'll even eat outside over there. Like, that's a...
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's a good spot. Man, oh, man. Man, and, now I'm hungry.
And I wish that I knew how to, like, cook any of the stuff. That, like, they have stuff everywhere. And the cool thing... And they have all these, like, crazy pictures, too. Like, it's really, like... It makes you feel like it's been around for, like, 100 years. The place is really neat.
Yeah, no, it is really good. You should learn to cook that stuff. It's not hard to cook Italian food. You could do it.
But I think they're, like, teaching you how to, like, trick your neighbors, right? Because they want you to, like, they make the pasta and the sauce and, like, everything. So, basically, you can just pretend that you made it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. People make such good sauce now. That Rao's sauce is really good. You can get that anywhere.
Some arrabbiata.
Ooh, good stuff. I literally have not eaten, and it's like 12:30. I just had so much stuff going on this morning, I haven't touched a thing. I even baked bread and didn't eat. So, oh, man, really? as soon as we wrap this off, I'm going to go do something dangerous.
I will say that for a sandwich place, their bread is pretty amazing.
That's the key to that place. Yeah, no, noticed. I think that's the key to that whole place, is their bread.
And the,
their ciabatta rolls are just, it's the perfect, perfect consistency.
Yeah, and they toast it just, they must have a guy that does it perfect. Like, it's like toasted, but it's not hard or anything. And, like, to do that
That'd be funny.
A chicken parmesan sandwich and not have it be, like, super sloppy, it's just, yeah, they do it really well.
That'd be funny if there's a guy whose one job is to... Just toast the
just
rolls.
Just keep it toasted. He's got a little blowtorch. Yeah.
So how long are you in Charlotte, North Carolina?
So I just do the show here, and then I do another one in Colorado tomorrow. And then I come home for a day. And then I go to my last trip to Alaska.
Oh, man.
The very last one. But for the first time, I get to see Anchorage, which is the place where you supposedly can see the Northern Lights right now. So I'm kind of excited.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I saw them from a plane once.
No way, really?
Yeah. And it was pretty magical.
How did you, because it's like, it's basically on whatever latitude Anchorage is, and it has to be like, you have to kind of see like a city above or below it, I guess, that brings out the, whatever the lights, but yeah, I'm excited.
I think I was with Jerry, and we were flying after a gig late at night up north, and you could see them out the side of the plane.
Oh, wow.
It was... Yeah, just like streaming colors, and yeah, it was pretty great.
Did it freak you out? It looks like Pirates of the Caribbean kind of stuff. Like on a ship, you see pictures of people. Like there's a couple guys that took pictures of it a couple weeks ago, and it just looked eerie.
Yeah, now it's like a nighttime sunset. Streaming nighttime sunset is how I would explain it.
And then, and then that's the end of, officially the end of summer is that. And then I can start resuming my normal life again and give up on the Alaskan frontier.
That's what you think. You'll probably end up there again, don't you think?
No, they stop. So if I do anything, it's going to be like in Hawaii now, so...
Oh.
Yeah, they all turn. I think it starts freezing up pretty soon. So then they, you know, all those, they stop the tourist stuff because then you start running into icebergs and stuff like that up there.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds pretty great.
So we'll see.
Are you very upset that the Giants are going to stink again this year?
Well, here's the thing. I think that they do stink, but I'm almost rooting for, like, you know, they're what I really hate about football, and I talked about this like a couple weeks ago with the, You know, with the quarterbacks, you know, they've been bugging about like replacing Eli Manning for, you know, the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah. And it's like, he's the only good thing you have. Like, imagine if we had, like, a rookie horrible quarterback like the Jets always have and just get our teeth kicked in every... At least we have, like, one guy who might be able to throw to somebody. But literally, we have an amazing running back, an amazing quarterback, and nothing else. So,
Yeah, nothing. It's going to stink. That's going to be 3 years in a row of having horrible football.
Well, it's a horrible coach, horrible defense, and then Eli having nobody to throw it to, and no offensive line. So,
yeah. So, what should we just root for the Rams? We live in L.A.
Well, my thing is like, you know, I really don't like when... Especially with quarterbacks, you know, like they were even trying to replace Brady a couple of years ago. Remember that? And it was just like, yeah, what a huge mistake. What it's like when a guy actually learns how to play quarterback and he's not hurt, he can play until he's like 45. So why, you know, Eli Manning's won 2 Super Bowls. He's 38. He's the same exact age Peyton Manning was when the Colts decided to cut him and then let him go to Denver and win another Super Bowl and be MVP. Mm-hmm. So Eli's never been hurt. I mean, Peyton had like a broken neck and still came and played 5 more years. Eli, you know, you saw him throw. Like, he still throws. He's still got a cannon. He just doesn't have any time. So I just hate when they do, you know, throughout history. Like, the worst one was Montana. Remember when they got rid of Montana and for Steve Young? And and then Montana like kicked their butts and they won the Super Bowl that year with Steve Young, but they definitely would have won it with Montana too. There was really no reason to do that.
Right.
I just don't like that when you like a guy, like a veteran person, especially when it's like a money situation. So it's like, you know, the Giant fans are like, oh, we need put in the young guy. And then they let the young guy play for what? 4 plays. And he fumbled and got sacked twice.
Yeah. Everything you're saying is correct. Everything leads to having a crummy team this year. I think I'm going to not give up on the Giants, but I'm going to, like I always wanted to do with baseball, I wanted to adopt the Dodgers, and I wasn't allowed because I have DirecTV and they're not allowed to watch to air Dodger games. But I'm going to do it with the Rams. You need something to carry you through. Otherwise I'm just not going to watch football.
Well, whenever you watch like Hard Knocks, you kind of like, you know, I watched the Rams one a couple years ago, so you kind of know all those guys. And then I watched the Raiders one too. So
got a good young coach.
Yeah.
Let's go Rams. Come on, Rams.
Yeah, that guy was John Gruden's like towel boy. I forget the guy's name.
I know. Yeah, he's impressive. But rooting for the Rams is a little like rooting for whole milk.
What do you mean?
It's just kind of bland. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's not, you know, because they moved around so much, it's not like rooting for the Patriots or the Giants or Washington where they've been in that city, only that city for all this time. You got this great legacy and all this other, you know, Rams, it's like, it's like rooting for Anaheim, you know? It's like, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to give it a shot.
Last year was the first year. Remember when they were really good and they're, you know, they're on their way to the Super Bowl, the city kind of like got excited about it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing that's going to keep me in is gambling. I started off my pool and I went 8 for 8 in the first week. I was killing it in the first half of the day.
Oh no!
I
way.
Was like, well, this is, and then ended up crapping out and ended up 8 and 8. So as long as I can stay over 500 or over throughout the season, you have a chance towards the end. So that's my goal.
Yeah, I mean, you could be a gambler for a living if you're 50%.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not that. I had that one good year, but I don't know. That's the only thing that's going to keep me kind of interested. I don't even care. Why are we even talking about football? The Yankees are going to go to the World Series.
Yeah. That's and then we got a pitcher coming back. Severino's coming back.
Yeah, come on. What are we talking about, stupid Giants? Who cares? The New York Yankees are going to win the World Series. We've got to focus on that.
You could have put that bet down. I bet the I don't know what the odds are now, but you could have put the money where your mouth is, and Tom Papa has the Yankees winning the World Series.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
I wasn't that bold.
So then where are you week? You're doing the radio show, and then, well, you're done.
Doing the radio show, and going to have my buddy Rob Zombie's coming in because his movie's going to premiere next week. So
sweet.
Going to have him on the show, and you have some good comics. Doing the radio show, I'm almost done with the book. I'm so close to handing the book in, the first draft at least.
Oh, awesome.
I'm so close, that's going to be a huge thing. I've been, every single minute since July when I really started bearing down. So as soon as we finish this, I go right back to the book. And my goal is to hand it in on Monday. If I can hand a draft in on Monday, I think I'll be in good shape.
And then
there'll still be work to be done, but then
work on stand up from there, right?
Well, please, yeah. I have Live From Here in 2 weeks. I got to write that monologue. I've got my stand up special. I'm going to. I'm not ready. I'm not allowed to announce it yet, but I'm going to shoot it in Newark. And the end of October. And so we're going to be letting all of our friends that listen to the podcast get tickets to that. So, but I can't officially announce it until next week.
Well, that's what I mean. We need to get you in like boxing mode, like special mode. You've got like,
I know,
6 weeks. I'm gonna have so to this stop. Is like training for a fight. We need Tom running. We need to be working on your set list. We need to.
I got to give up the Chex Mix and the Cool Ranch Doritos.
You got to get your TV face back.
Yeah, I know. It's all happening.
You got to have Rob Zombie redo your. What are you gonna? You should ask him what you should look like in your next special. You should wear exactly what Rob wears to the show.
Yeah.
Leather hat skull on it and a beard.
I know. I wish I had a look like that. God.
Well, nobody really knows what he looks like, right? Like he's had
He just looks super cool all the time. He looks exactly what you see is what he looks like.
But he always wears a hat, he always wears glasses, and he always has a beard of some sort.
Yep, beard, giant dreadlocks. He's a rock star. We're roly-poly comedians. They brought me on a Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and said that I looked like a dad from the 1950s.
Well, you can put that on your on your resume for auditioning for parts. I'm sure the Coen Brothers will use you.
I know, exactly. I don't know if I should lean into that. Is that how people perceive me?
Well, no. I had it where you could have played. What were we talking about? Remember when we were talking about when you did the Nick? I felt like you could do the actual like. What was it? I remember you had like a look. Oh, when you grew your beard a little bit, I said you could have played a bad guy in the 20s.
Like, right.
So,
but either way, people are thinking that I'm not of this era.
Well, that's the same. I'm either from
the 50s or the 40s or. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I guess that's the way. I guess I should lean into that. I don't know.
Well, that just means, like, I guess character-wise, right? I mean, that's kind of what you want. You want to be able to be a person that can fit into those, into those different eras.
I think. I'm just trying to figure out what jacket to wear on this special.
Right. Are you going to go glasses, suit, sneakers?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. I'm too busy baking bread and finishing this book.
Can you go blonde? You gonna dye your hair blonde?
Maybe just shave it? I don't know. Did you see Bill Burr's special?
I did, yes.
It's good.
Yeah. You know what's funny is on HBO, they have his first half hour special along with Jeff Cesario's, which is pretty funny because it must have been from 80 something. But Bill, the first 10 minutes of Bill Burr's special is about how he'll never get married.
That's funny.
It's like whenever you ask these guys, how's marriage? And they're like, ah, geez. It's like they all have appendicitis when you ask him. I was like, that's what Bill looks like now. He does.
Yep. Yeah, but he came out good. I thought it was a really strong special.
I mean, yeah, to do that, especially to do it in Europe, I mean, what? I don't even know what would make him. I mean, obviously his fans are all over, but I mean,
yeah,
part of doing, you know, when you do a special, you're like, want to be. I don't know. I guess fish out of water is best for him, right? Like, he likes being a little bit.
Yeah, you know. But he also said that it didn't matter because your fans are your fans. And, like, it's not like he's playing to all of England. He's just putting a show on for sale. And people that know him from YouTube and from his podcasts and all his fans are the ones that show up. So it doesn't really. They know him and they, you know, love him. It's not like you're playing to, like, the people out in the country who've never heard of Bill Burr. These are Bill Burr fans, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, it added something to it because it made him seem like a little, like, you know, I forget what he said about, he had a couple, like, just references to, like, oh, what, I don't know what you guys do here or something. But I guess it kind of, like, I mean, I thought it was pretty neat, and also I noticed when the sound is really good, especially in a place that big. I mean, that was like Royal Albert Hall or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you see a lot of these specials now and they just sound, the sound is like terrible. And you see the credits and there's like 15 guys doing the sound. It's like,
yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was really well done. You guys talked to him, right? Jump.
Yeah, he came on the radio show. He came on What a Joke with Papa and Fortune on Sirius XM. And, there's a cool thing now. If you have Sirius XM and you have the app on your phone, you can just go to our show, and every interview we've done is sitting there, which is pretty great because we've had, you know, in a short time, we've had Seinfeld and Bill Burr and Gaffigan and Tiffany Haddish and all these people. So it's pretty great. So, yeah. You can listen to Bill's anytime right now. It's
up there. You don't have to get up in the morning. And
yeah, I think like you can go to YouTube also. I think on YouTube you can call up a lot of the interviews under Netflix is a joke. I've got to see if I can move them to my own channel. That would be cool. Make it easy for people. But because we put at least portions of the shows on YouTube also.
Right. But they must be they must have some kind of like camera crew down there, right? Because they have like the Seinfeld one too.
Yeah, no, there's cameras in there videotaping all of it. So I don't think they're all on YouTube, like the full show, because they want people to subscribe to Sirius.
Right.
But you can see a lot of it. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, I meant to ask you if you ever heard of that that Daniel Johnston, that musician?
No.
Since you're a music guy now, I'm sure all your buddies know who he is. Well, I was going to mention you. Like, Largo had like a whole kind of retrospective of the year, and you made it on a couple of the clips. I don't know if you saw that.
On Largo?
Yeah, they posted like a thing on Instagram just like of all the shows so far this year. And they had and Chris Thiele and Beck and Wilco and all that kind of stuff. But that, yeah, I don't know if you, Daniel Johnston was like an Austin musician guy. And he was kind of a little Brian Wilson-ish. Like he wrote kind of these really like simple but kind of really cool songs, and a lot of famous bands covered them. But he was also like an artist, and like he had a bunch of murals in Austin, and there was a documentary called The Devil and Daniel Johnston, which is like one of the really, really good documentaries that I watched early on that was pretty fascinating. But if you've never seen that, you should check it out.
Oh, okay.
But
very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just hung up on Paul.
And Tom just
hopefully he just keeps the phone going.
Oh, you there?
Yeah, I just kept it going. Sorry, I hung up on you.
I what?
I just kept it going. I didn't stop recording.
I didn't stop either. We're going, Tom.
Nice. Sweet. Just when we're coming up to the big finish.
So what's your training thing for the... So you got a book special and Live From Here. What is your... You're jogging every day? You're Pelotoning? What are you doing?
It's been so hot in L.A., I've been Pelotoning. I've been on the bike, which is great. But I've been away for a week and a half. And on two separate trips, I came home for one day. And on both trips... When I got home, I took exercise clothes and sneakers that were still clean and put them right back in the drawer. I just couldn't, you know, you break out of your routine. It's just, you know, I don't know. I have a hard time going into the gym in the hotel.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
A lot of times they're small, and you're like, there's two other dudes in there, and you're just like, ah, man, how bad do you want it?
Well, it's also like you've been on a plane for 5 hours, too. You just want to, like, enjoy some space and, like, spread out a little bit.
I could be guaranteed to be alone in there, I would do it. Yeah. I run alone. I'm on the bike alone. I got to break out of it though, because I'm going to be on the road a lot in October, and you got to kind of, I don't know, it's not good. Like I definitely would, I know for a fact, I'd feel better if I worked out, but it's doing it on the road is rough. But now that I'm home, I'll be kicking ass on the bike, and if it cools off, Bella and I will go for some runs.
Now, who's still riding the bike at home? Is the whole family embracing the Peloton?
No, lifestyle? Nobody does it.
No?
My daughter says she does it. My daughter says she sneaks in there and does it once in a while, but nobody's seen her do it. And
I thought your wife was a big cycle person.
Well, she was the one we got it for her, and she doesn't really use it. I've been using it a lot. I've been really into it. There's like I found a good teacher on it, and it's been I like it. But when I'm not here, that thing just collects dust.
Now, who's your teacher? Is there a story behind that? Is it an inspiring
person? It's a normal dude. He looks like Lance Armstrong. And Matt Wilpers, and he just talks like Greg Fitzsimmons, which is pretty hilarious. And he looks like my friend from high school, my friend Ben from high school.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, so it's kind of funny. But he's just purely about being a little motivating, but just about what we're doing and how to get through it. And he just kind of is a good guide. He's not like there's some. You know, there's
a whole bunch of therapist or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm not here for therapy. Exactly. I just want to work out for a half hour to 45 minutes and move on with my life. I'm not here to rock the bike or be a better me or making eye contact with the teacher because she really believes in you. No, thank you. I don't need any of that.
So you don't take pictures of your workout clothes after you sweated in them and a great workout like all these people are doing now? That's what
they want to
show how hard they worked.
Show how hard they worked out. Yeah. No, I don't. The only time I'll do it, the only time I'll take a picture is if I've gone for a run and want to show Michelle Wolf that I'm running.
Oh, right.
Because she's such a badass and runs so much and so strong. And I kind of always have her in my mind whenever I'm thinking about not going. I'm like, well, Michelle would do it, and that kind of motivates me to go.
Right.
So I'll post just to hit up Michelle.
But she's always
running. She's incredible.
She never stops.
Oh my God. She does like 2 runs a day. Yeah. She's not picking anyone up at carpool, I'll tell you that.
But what happens when she can't run anymore? Will they shoot her in the back of the farm? Is she like a racing
She'll
horse
be like your mom. She'll be like your mom. She'll just keep on going.
Right. Just put new parts in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got to go, buddy. Good luck in Charlotte with your muscular dystrophy.
Yes.
Good luck in your little journey, I guess. So you won't be back at the compound next week. We'll have to do a remote next week.
I'm back Sunday in case if we give up on the Giants in the first half, we can do something instead of
We could do that. Them. That might be a good idea. That could work.
Okay.
All right. Let's do that. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your the rest of your week, what's left of it. We're really heading into the weekend, so enjoy that and enjoy your life.